Hosea chapter 6. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is He who has torn, and He will heal us. He has struck down, and He will bind us up. After 2 days He will revive us, on the third day He will raise us up, that we may live before Him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets, I have killed them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. But at Adam they transgressed the covenant, there they dealt faithlessly with me. Gilead is a city of evildoers, tracked with blood. As robbers lie in wait for someone, so the priests are banded together. They murder on the road to Shechem, they commit a monstrous crime. In the house of Israel I have seen a horrible thing. Ephraim's whoredom is there, Israel is defiled. For you also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed, when I would restore the fortunes of my people. Hosea chapter 7. When I would heal Israel, the corruption of Ephraim is revealed, and the wicked deeds of Samaria. For they deal falsely, the thief breaks in, and the bandits raid outside. But they do not consider that I remember all their wickedness. Now their deeds surround them, they are before my face. By their wickedness they make the king glad, and the officials by their treachery. They are all adulterers, they are like a heated oven, whose baker does not need to stir the fire, from the kneading of the dough until it is leavened. On the day of our king the officials became sick with the heat of wine. He stretched out his hand with mockers. For they are kindled like an oven, their heart burns within them, all night their anger smoulders, in the morning it blazes like a flaming fire. All of them are hot as an oven, and they devour their rulers. All their kings have fallen, none of them calls upon me. Ephraim mixes himself with the peoples, Ephraim is a cake not turned. Foreigners devour his strength, but he does not know it. Grey hairs are sprinkled upon him, but he does not know it. Israel's pride testifies against him, yet they do not return to the Lord their God, or seek him for all this. Ephraim has become like a dove, silly and without sense. They call upon Egypt, they go to Assyria. As they go, I will cast my net over them, I will bring them down like birds of the air, I will discipline them according to the report made to their assembly. Woe to them, for they have strayed from me. Destruction to them, for they have rebelled against me. I would redeem them, but they speak lies against me. They do not cry to me from the heart, but they wail upon their beds. They gash themselves for grain and wine. They rebel against me. It was I who trained and strengthened their arms, yet they plot evil against me. They turn to that which does not profit. They have become like a defective bow. Their officials shall fall by the sword because of the rage of their tongue. So much for their babbling in the land of Egypt. Hosea chapter 8. Set the trumpet to your lips. One like a vulture is over the house of the Lord, because they have broken my covenant and transgressed my law. Israel cries to me, My God, we, Israel, know you. Israel has spurned the good, the enemy shall pursue him. They made kings, but not through me. They set up princes, but without my knowledge. With their silver and gold they made idols for their own destruction. Your calf is rejected, O Samaria. My anger burns against them. How long will they be incapable of innocence? For it is from Israel, an artisan made it, it is not God. The calf of Samaria shall be broken to pieces, for they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. The standing grain has no heads, it shall yield no meal. If it were to yield, foreigners would devour it. Israel is swallowed up, now they are among the nations, as a useless vessel. For they have gone up to Assyria, a wild ass wandering alone. Ephraim has bargained for lovers. Though they bargain with the nations, I will now gather them up. They shall soon writhe under the burden of kings and princes. When Ephraim multiplied altars to expiate sin, they became to him altars for sinning. Though I write for him the multitude of my instructions, they are regarded as a strange thing. Though they offer choice sacrifices, though they eat flesh, the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. Israel has forgotten his Maker and built palaces, and Judah has multiplied fortified cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour his strongholds.